Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
And welcome to the SmackDown preview. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, joined by one of the Dudley Boys, Michael Hamflope from What Culture, to look ahead to tonight's episode of Friday Night SmackDown. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts where we not only review SmackDown, but also Monday Night Raw, the show formerly known as NXT Dubai. AEW Dynamite, AEW Rampage, pay-per-views, premium live events. We have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a roundup of the week, complete with a bloody quiz, of course, on WrestleCulture. As I said, they're joined by Hamflope to look ahead to SmackDown tonight, their go-home show ahead of this weekend's Survivor Series Rollins, which myself and Michael Hamflope will be doing the live stream reactions for on Saturday night. So do join us for YouTube on YouTube for that one. But I got to say, a lot of the times WWE recently have sort of gone, well, we're just coming off the back of something big, or we're about to have something big, Crown Jewel or whatever it may be, and we'll just sort of phone it in. They haven't done it this week. This show looks absolutely stacked.
It's Friday night. You know what that means. No, Jim, not Dynamite. It's the best show of the week. It's SmackDown World Born. What a card. What a card. You were briefing me on the show before we came in our prep, and with everything you added to the little list, there was no need or real mention for go home, Fallout, React, yeah, or any of the safe bets that we typically lean on when they give us nothing to work with. This is a loaded card with ramifications, one guaranteed surprise that could go a number of different ways. Yeah. I'm really, like, earnestly looking forward to speculating with you on, and a series of matches that promise decent action with, like, consequential outcomes as well. A tremendous unpacked, so much so that the extra stuff that they're going to fit in to fill this 2 hours is bonus material, because the stuff we already know is going to happen is good enough.
Yeah, exactly. Let's just dive straight into it then, because we talked a lot about it yesterday. We did a sort of extended preview of Survivor Series War Games, which you can go and check out now. What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from. Simon Miller will be bringing you his predictions later on today, I believe. But as much as it disappointed the crowd on Monday Night Raw, it is so exciting to not know who Team Belair's fifth member is to take on Team Damage Control, as I believe they are being called. And this has gone from someone who we thought may well, and not to dismiss them, and I'd be still happy with the likes of other Candice LeRae or Beth Phoenix, as you've talked before. But this has gone into realms of real, genuine surprise and excitement. We've talked before about Tegan Knox, but the big name that's doing the rounds this week is Becky Lynch, and I didn't see that coming.
No, what a list to be able to pick from. Becky Lynch, obviously being not promoted, but the idea that there is this big star worthy of a reason to draw an audience tonight, that's why they've obviously held it off, is, I think, is interesting on two counts. Number one, they have elected to bring her back at the last possible second. Not that you need to sell buys for the show now, but you ideally want to have the interest at a fever pitch ahead of the show itself. So bringing Becky Lynch back would obviously be a shock to a Damage Control system, having them been the ones that put her out just shortly after SummerSlam when she turned babyface and all that. And it would be, you have less than 24 hours, but sometimes less is more in terms of how long you've got to anticipate her return. It's weird, right? War Games is, of course, an immensely physical and dangerous way to return to the ring from an injury. And yet, if it was to be Becky Lynch, we can safely assume she'd probably be the last one out of the cage. So, like, there may be some pretty horrific bumps when she's in there, but it's almost like I'm there for a good time, not a long one.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be asking her to go out there and do 25, 30 minutes. It would probably be a couple of big spots, big moments, huge gap, whatever. So I could very much see it. I could absolutely see it. I think the reports, there's obviously been enough out there to suggest that it's not just rumour mongering. The, you know, discussion of when she's going to be making a return anyway. There'd already been rumble speculation and the like. We didn't, felt like we didn't have a concrete timeline on her injury for this reason, so that the suspense could be high. And yet, the speculation on some of the other members is just as A, fun, and B, logical, that all of this could be, not that it's a bait and switch, because they haven't baited us, but it would be a bait and switch from the stories that, we've heard about Lynch. The names that you've reeled off there are ones that we've talked about for weeks now, because they all make sense. Candice LeRae, if she isn't also shoot injured, has War Games experience and was taken out by Damage Katara. Yeah. Tegan Knox was a sentimental favourite of WWE fans, and certainly a favourite of Triple H, that sustained a couple of injuries, that had a notable, huge War Games angle with Dakota Kai, who is on the other side of the ring, should they be able to get her back in the fold. And we have heard reports of Triple H trying to bolster the women's division. She would be that. Beth Phoenix has this ongoing story with Rhea Ripley that you just sense they won't. Still weird being in the Triple H era. That will matter.
Yeah.
You don't know when, but Beth Phoenix will return and Rhea Ripley's up creek as a result. So that's going to be cool too. So she makes sense. And the one I keep going back to, and this is based on nothing but speculation, and one of our favourite bits of office patter, is that everybody is excited. The babyfaces themselves are excited to announce Becky Lynch. But before they can... Charlotte Flair puts herself on the team somehow.
Oh.
And they're even selling. But she's like, I'm back. I'm here. I made it. You didn't need to ring. I knew you meant me.
Yeah.
Like, so I just had a feeling that you
wanted
me. Remember
in Four Horsewomen.
Yeah, you got me. You got me. And they're all like, you. And obviously then it becomes, can they possibly cope with her? Can they trust her? Whatever. And maybe even it's the, I was thinking the Miz and... all right, I'll join Team WWE. And things like, oh, we've got somebody else, mate. It's Daniel Bryan.
Yeah. Like, that way to all the paper, the premium live events.
Them doing that on SmackDown, of that being the Becky Lynch reveal of Charlotte, like Bianca Belair, and we're ready to introduce our partner. And even there in the ring going, what? And she's coming out with a robe, the whole deal, the fireworks.
That's not Del Rio. That's not Del Rio's music.
Michael calls her, Charlotte Flair, what? And she just takes the microphone, and then Becky Lynch's music hits. That's the partner. And you've got all that tension revisit between the two of them, whatever.
And look at that. We haven't even said Sasha Banks' name yet.
And it probably still is boss time on Saturday. There are now conflicting reports that she's nothing to do with it. It's tense, this. It's a good... it could be nothing. It could. They haven't advertised. This is one of them things where this is far from The Fiend... Not The Fiend. Bray Wyatt, Bray Wyatt or CM Punk. This is not that. They've not... had
if you shouldn't be disappointed regardless of it. If it's flipping D-Jap, I'll be quite excited. Yeah. As long as it's not D-Jap, if you know what I mean. If it's Piper Niven and they go, well, you got the crazy Nikki A.S.H. So we've got a former friend of hers who wants to kick her, and like Piper Niven could do some mint spots in War Games.
There's loads of people that could be. The Sasha Banks thing, they've not had what would be a good example? Well, the White Rabbit, the entire White Rabbit campaign, Kenny Omega wearing a Cookie Monster shirt, or like they've not had situations where, say, Damage Katara randomly beating up a blue-haired woman backstage, or like somebody's found Bailey picks up something on the floor she's seen, and it's one of those boss rings. There's none of that. There's no. It's speculation, and understandable speculation. It's in Boston, wicked pisser, and you wonder even then if a lot of those tickets were sold on the idea from fans that she might be. But this is not something WWE have actively put out there. It would be awesome. It would be cool. I think we all want it, and I think it's still going to happen. But anyone listening to this should take that as my personal markish speculation, not anything that we know. There's no. I just think it might.
I really would like it to happen. Like you say, I have no reason to you know say it's definitely going to. Mm. Obviously, I do think though nowadays in this modern world that we live in, the best way to throw people off the scent if you're going to return specifically to WWE is just start registering trademarks.
Yeah.
Because everyone's like, oh, cool, Mercedes, Bernardo, or whatever it is, has registered all this. Guess she's not coming back to WWE then, which means if she does come back, huge peppy.
Yeah, something to throw people off.
But yeah, I can't wait to find this out tonight.
Yeah, it's a massive hook.
In olden days, there's a chance that I'd have gone, I know I'm doing the stream, but do I have to watch the SmackDown before? Is anything actually going to happen? And we were talking about this yesterday.
Mm.
How far removed does it feel that a year ago, well, not exactly a year ago, it was on the show more so than the go-home SmackDown, we were all focused on an egg.
How is that just a year ago? Things like 2022 in wrestling being the way it's been, things like MJF CM Punk was this year.
Yeah.
CM Punk Eddie Kingston was just 12 months ago. Steve Austin returned at this WrestleMania. Cody's already been in and gone again.
Logan Paul's arrived and become the best rookie of the year.
Yeah, and yet the egg, and what was seemingly... I'll tell you what's significant about the egg. Give one more go on the button. I like that sound.
Egg!
Yeah. What's significant to me about that is that that shot of Vince McMahon holding the egg and all the superstars being made to gather around it. Oh my God, not only is it Vince McMahon, he's got an egg.
Can you remember who was in the picture? I'm going to see if I can find
this.
Oh
God.
I honestly feel like Ricochet was there.
Do you know what? I honestly can't, because in my head, Google on the screen at the same time, right? Google Pamela Anderson, Royal Rumble 1995.
Right.
Because there's a shot where she gets out the limo and all the wrestlers are like, have to be around there. And it's so funny watching the new generation crop have to react to Pamela. You've got like Mabel and Dink. And, oh my God, it's Pamela Anderson. I wish you would take me here. Like, and the shot of Vince getting out the limo with the egg, I like reminds me of that. So when I think of Vince and the egg, I think of, what's Mabel doing there? Yeah. Looking at the egg. What's Doink there for?
So I've got...
Okay, I'll say... Yeah, Ricochet's a good shout.
Ricochet's not... Unless he's... There's someone being blocked by the egg, which would be awful if that is the case. In this photo I'm looking at here.
Dana Brooke.
Dana Brooke is there.
Street Profits.
Street Profits are not there on the photo that I'm looking at least. From the article, who stole Vince McMahon's $100 million egg revealed.
Titus O'Neil?
No. Good guess, though.
Yeah.
Someone who is heavily involved in War Games.
Oh, man. Okay. It's not anyone from the line. Sheamus.
No, Ridge the Fridge.
Ridge Holland's there.
Ridge the Fridge, very smartly dressed.
Can I have a look at this?
Yes. You've also got Montoir.
Montoir.
Jinder's there. And most importantly of all, Scripts. It's very exciting.
Scripts.
I don't know who that is. I feel like, look, that one.
My favourite, but when he's holding the egg off. I got the egg.
But who's getting mugged off by getting the egg shoved in front of their face there?
I've never even noticed that body was there. And of course, this kicked off the Austin.
Who's that? Is that Shanky in the background?
Might be.
He's not dancing, so I can't tell.
So we've had 12 months of Austin Theory at this point as well, because that was kind of what got him in Vince's good graces, wasn't it? Is that he found the egg. Because there's the selfie as well. Can you find the Austin Theory selfie?
Yes. Well, he looks like a turtle. Right, okay. Oh my God, are you crashing on Medkip? It's bloody Medkip in the bed. Look how happy he is that there's an egg. Oh, there we go. There's a bigger shot there. Oh,
Sonny Deville.
Dijak's there.
There he is.
Oh, Marcy is there. Aaliyah's there. Oh, look.
All the stars.
Just clapping for an egg. He's trying to calm it down. It's a 50-second clip on his YouTube channel. He's like, guys, calm down. Oh, what's the egg? Look, and they don't pop for it initially. Brings out the egg and they go, hey. Pop the egg. Look at Marseille's face. Oh my God, the egg.
I'm just showing Wilbourn as a side-by-side. Pamela Anderson getting out of a limo. You got Mabel and Ding.
Got the eclectic mix, yeah.
Bob, Henry Godwin. Hey, want me to slap you with my bucket?
Yeah.
Obviously.
We'll circle back to the whole Bloodline War Games advantage
thing. You're
going
to say the egg there. I don't want to do that.
A little bit later. But as I said, it is the go-home show at a Survivor Series. And one of the most obvious matches on the card is, of course, Shotzi versus Ronda. Ronda's going to retain tomorrow. Spoilers. Yes. But tonight, Ronda and Shayna... Hang on, wait a second. That would have been the wrong button. Ronda and Shayna team up...
Oh, my God.
...against Shotzi and Raquel Rodriguez. Now, we had the obligatory, oh, well, she pinned the mate of Ronda. If that happens, then blah, blah, blah. I feel like they should just break Raquel Rodriguez. I love Raquel Rodriguez and her big back, but I want to see her arm get broken tonight. Is that bad?
No, I'm really concerned that Ronda might get pinned tonight.
Oh,
like,
God.
The team together for the first time. And the point of this team, of Ronda and Shayna, is that they're just harder than everybody else, right? The SmackDown division is useless, and they're just so much harder than everybody else. And yet, because WWE kind of only has a few set ways to build things, last week we saw Shotzi get that banana skin victory over Shayna, rolls out and celebrates on the floor with Raquel. And I worry that we're getting the same again this week, but maybe over Ronda herself. This idea that, well, it only takes one... You know, like one mistake or something like that. I know they're very quite careful with when Ronda loses. She's lost to Charlotte. She lost at WrestleMania to Becky, and she lost to Liv twice. So like they've done enough now of her getting beaten.
God, just don't lose now until WrestleMania.
I agree, but I'm really worried that we're going to get the banana skin finish, and you can see like Shayna crawling in to break the pin up, but like Raquel grabbing her legs or something, and Ronda's like, "Oh my God, Shotzi got the win. Is this going to happen again tomorrow?"
No.
Profoundly, no. But I've got concerns over this. This is not, I was very much looking forward to them teaming up for the first time. This is not the context with which I would hope that was going to happen. What I wanted was the launch of them as a team against, say, for example, Raquel and Aaliyah. And oh my God, someone's going to die.
Yeah.
Whereas tonight, it doesn't seem like they will, because you can't. The only way you could do it, I guess, is have, if you really want to keep them strong, you have Shotzi put in a spirited effort, but get beaten down, makes a hot tag, and then they absolutely wreck Raquel Rodriguez, and then she's out for tomorrow, so Shotzi has got no one to help her. And
yeah,
then,
like I say, I don't wish...
It's not going to be books, that's all. It's not
I don't wish violence towards Raquel Rodriguez.
No.
In the bigger picture, I'd have Raquel be one of the challenges Ronda has to face on the road to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Whether it be on credible TV opponent or Rumble or whatever it may be, because it's one of those where the Rumble, you could literally have, you know, Shanky face Roman. Because...
Sorry, I'm thinking of Shanky versus Ronda Rousey now, and I want that a great deal.
She's got the music in him.
Yeah.
You can't fight that. Because the Rumble sells that. Mm. You don't have to, you can put literally any other match on it. Yeah. It's nice when they put good ones on, but you know what I mean by that. But yeah, I hope it's not another just, oh, bloody hell. Because I want these two. I've said this from the moment Shayna Baszler choked out some fool backstage. I think it was Shotzi actually initially, but I feel like they were a bit roughing people up beforehand. Natalya, that's who it was.
Yeah.
I feel like she need her in the face.
Oh my God.
yeah, I feel like I want them to be, this is the beginnings of the, like, I don't care if, Ronda should just comfortably beat Shotzi, which makes it even more heelish when she's like, I'm going to use my mate, who's also a trained MMA killer, to help me win, and then build and build and build and build. No, who on earth could dethrone this person one-on-one this time, not in a triple threat?
Mm.
It's really straight. It's really easy to book sometimes.
It is cool, by the way, that if, assuming this return goes down tonight, the idea that they could slyly drop, this would be a way to drop Becky Lynch on SmackDown. Quite a nice touch. Because that would have them on the same brand again, like just in time. So if it was Becky Lynch tonight, there you go. That's a nice...
Very good.
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Right, the World Cup is going on right now, of course. Iran have just hit the post twice against Wales, as a bit of an update for what we...
For the second most important World Cup going on at the moment.
Indeed,
yeah.
But it, I believe, is the semi-finals tonight.
Hey, hang on. The World Cup on Fox? Aren't the United States of America in action on Fox in the World Cup tonight?
They are indeed.
Who are those guys? I bet they're taking on a bunch of jobbers, a bunch of footballing assholes.
They're taking on the guys who were kind of invented soccer, and that's good old Blighty.
You know what I love about those guys over there in England? I like those guys, right? Because those guys, they got three lines on their shirt, and I love Adidas too. I'm wearing an Adidas jacket. I got three lines down my arm across my chest. Because I still see that tackle by Moore. And when Lineker
Randy Moore, that is.
Nobby bouncing a ball. I don't know Nobby. Nobby was dancing, actually.
Yeah, he was.
But I really love it that they sing about three lines on a shirt because I got three lines on my pants, on my sneakers, on my tennis socks. I'm a big Adidas guy.
But
they don't sing about having a swoosh on their shirt, but that's who sponsors their shirt.
Yes.
In all seriousness, America have got the greatest kits. If you look at the American kit history, there is a...
Oh, yeah.
So you've got the 1994 famous ones, the Stars and Stripes kit. But there is a... There you go. Get on the old Google machine. Throw in USA away kit 2014 and tell me that's not just one of the prettiest football shirts you've ever seen.
2014. Only.
Oh, my God. Are you looking at blue top down, white stripe in the middle, red with the shorts?
I'm looking at Clint Dempsey.
Clint goddamn Dempsey. Landon Donovan.
Brian McBride.
Brian McBride.
I just do hope that the Ingerland guys get stopped by Casey Keller.
I think Alexa.
It's a good day, good GK for us.
Alexa, that's in the pocket.
But to show, it's all they're all niceties here.
Yep.
I'll play this.
And God bless the United States.
So good luck to the United States and tonight against Ingerland. But I do hope that Harold Kane takes your ass to school.
People, I'm assuming, listening to this will be really pleased that we've shown balance. Because many people often get in our Twitter replies and ask us to be more balanced in our coverage. So
that's what they're referring to.
That's what they're referring to, isn't it? Is that England and the USA are playing football tonight. Football.
But let's do the two semi-finals together because it feels like there's only one route that's going to happen here. Of course, the winner of this gets a shot at the IC champion. I just wish he'd run away from one of the people in this semi-final. That would really build a decent story. You've got Butch versus Santos Escobar and Ben versus Ricochet.
Yeah.
I mean, not to pee all over your analysis here, but it's Santos and Braun in the final, isn't it?
Sure is. Right, before we get to this, because, those are the two results, and we can talk a little bit about how they're going to arrive at those finishes. You know what we haven't talked about this week? But I understand that it has generated a little bit of conversation online. And I had a very respectful but strong disagreement with Andy Murray over this, over the desks the other day. So I'm asking you impartially here, what did you think of, because we talked about this on the review, but a few days have passed, the Gunther-Braun thing? Because on the review... I don't think there'd been any kickoff about it at this point. I put it over.
Yeah.
I liked it. I thought in context, he chopped and chopped and chopped, it didn't work, and he's kind of like, he's been rattled. That was how I took it.
Yeah. Right?
And then, I think later in the week, Murray had said, oh man, they got Gunther running away. We were just talking about something else. I was like, I quite like that. He's like, what? Like, is that your Fed brain kicking in? I think it's all right.
Do you know what? This is something I used to do as a bit of a gimmick, but... he's not been perfect. I'm not suggesting that. And I'll admit, I maybe do give WWE far more of a pass than I do AEW on certain things.
Yeah.
But we talked about them holding them to a higher standard, et cetera, right? But this is a gimmick that I would have dropped 12 months ago, and even you might have told me to F off. With what Triple H has done, not just with storylines that he's picked up, but in particular, and I can't believe I'm saying this, what he's done, the turnaround he's achieved with Austin Theory in the past 3 weeks, right? That we're not going, why the hell is he in this triple threat match on tape? I'm going to let it play out.
No, my God.
Because I also went, ooh, kind of looks like a bit of a bitch. But then I also thought, ah, it's a good story, though, of like, oh, God, has Gunther met his match?
Yeah.
Narrator, if I'm booking it, he hasn't.
He's going to beat him. Yeah. He'll crack him eventually in the match, yeah.
So, I get it. Just the image of Braun versus Gunther's good, but I don't know. I feel like I want to see, Gunther's got more variety to him, and he's had some, like I saw a thing of like, it was a bit, what's it called? Not fake actors or whatever, disingenuous online, where they were like, since you're ashamed to change his name to Gunther, check out all the bangers he's had. I was like, I don't think those two things are linked.
No.
I don't think they went, he stepped into a WWE ring. Well, I'm going to wrestle like Gunther now.
Everybody in good faith is going, I can't believe how good this run's been.
Yes.
Yeah. Nobody's saying they finally have found the missing ingredient, was getting rid of that stupid Walter name.
Yeah.
No, it's like he's having a hell of a run.
But I feel like, he's got, and it's main roster, they want him to have a bit more variety. Because at the end of the day, this run's going to come to an end. He will be defeated. If it was me booking it, it'd be at WrestleMania. Probably to Rick Boogs, actually, if I was booking it, but still. So he needs to showcase that he can do more than just be foreign invade. Like, in the olden days, he'd do this, he'd lose, and then he'd go to another territory.
Yeah.
And just do it all over again. So they're showing a bit of variety. I wasn't, you know, best pleased, I've got to be honest. But I also went, well, this is clearly going somewhere. You look at the Final Four, and as much as I adore the likes of Escobar, Butch and Ricochet, they ain't winning it.
No.
Butch might win it, but I'm going, well, the other side, it's going to be Braun. Mm-hmm. It has to be a babyface that wins it. And Butch, there's an easy way that you get around it. A, Santos Escobar's got a load of people in his stable with Zelina Vega that can, oh, bloody hell, all this interference, and that's just a classic heel trait. But also, if that all fails and they get kicked out of ringside, guess what? The Bloodline are going to come around and piss him off.
So will Escobar.
Yep.
Absolutely batters him, yep. And then feeds him to, yeah.
Or just looks at him.
Aye.
Because Solo Sikoa did that with a look at Crown Jewel. Don't forget to Jake Paul. Jake Paul's like, yeah, I'll knock out both of you. So, who's this guy? Because I'm terrified.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's how Butch loses, I think.
And Ricochet does some flippy floppy stuff or whatever the crap that Braun. How about when you win this tournament, Braun? Just don't go on Twitter for a while.
Yeah.
Maybe just actually, if you're friends with Braun, because he's incredibly talented and a big man, and his name's Adam, so he's all right, right? Just delete the Twitter app off his phone and say, yeah, it's died. Elon Musk took it over and it's died. It's not died yet.
Yeah.
Just tell him it has. And then we can just enjoy the fact that Braun Strowman, when he's not ruining what he's achieved at a Saudi show on Twitter, is really fun as a big guy.
Braun beating Ricochet tonight off the back of getting ethered really by pretty much everybody on Twitter, and Ricochet getting to score a few points last week.
Yeah.
One of the flippy floppers, all that sort of stuff.
Got ethered by Ali, didn't he?
Yeah, it feels sad that on screen he still gets to win.
Yeah.
And I think if it was a different monster, I don't even think people would be that fussed about the Gunther backing off thing. I think it's because Braun in particular is this guy that people that really like or respect. But I do expect him to win. I can't decide if there's a Mustafa Ali turn here. But then Braun should probably just win. He should probably just beat him clean. And like, I don't know if that's like over-egging the pudding a little bit, but I did like the little Owens Zayn callback in the way that like Ricochet was helping him to the back. And there was you picked up on like how kind of condescending he was in the body of the match. And
elbow to the back of his head for his troubles for that.
We keep saying like at some point, Mustafa Ali like has to turn around.
Before, or get released.
Before it's too late. Before it's too late. Or is it already too late and he will eventually just get released because the burial has been like one for the ages thus far.
That's for your release. You've got it now. We've just removed all... Yeah,
yeah, we've just released you from Austin Theory's hands into Bobby Lashley's chest. Yeah.
Don't do that, WWE. Ali's far too talented to be released, obviously.
But yeah, the final will be those two.
And Braun Santos.
Yeah, and Braun.
And then Braun can knock over everyone in Legado del Fantasma.
Yeah.
Oh, he's overcome those odds, but can he overcome Imperium and blah, blah, blah. And that's a money match for the winter period.
There you go, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's next for Bray Wyatt? LA Knight stuff last week was adored by us.
Sort of great, actually. I think tonight they're going to advertise because Bray Wyatt is this figure that still is, like, it was weird when he was dropped into this LA Knight thing, but I think the segment was really effective last week, and I think people were, like, his eyes were, well, it was quite a powerful visual.
Yeah.
Quite a magnetic moment for Bray, which he needed. He did need one.
Still not off that train yet, me.
I'm off it, but I did really enjoy last week. I wonder...
You've got all-day tickets, so you can get back on.
Yeah. I should think so. It's cost me enough money. I think that tonight he...
Wait a second, NXT character, Evil Train Conductor. Write that one down, hang on.
There we go, yeah. I've been riding the rails, but it's time for me to get the train back on track. I'll see you at NXT.
Braun Strowman's like, you're stealing my gimmick.
actually, Ilya Dragunov says you're stealing my gimmick because he does that. I'm the conductor. Which I say Ilya Dragunov like is a conductor, but it's not like he sells any tickets, is it? So anyway, that was too nasty. Actually, I've lost my train of thought. The train of thought.
There you go.
We get a train of thought from what's the guy's name? What we're going to call him? What we're going to call this character? So his nickname is Off the Rails.
Okay,
and it, like, he sells tickets.
Well, why don't you just give it Wendy Chu?
So she becomes Wendy Choo Choo. Wendy Choo Choo's gone off the rails. But this gimmick is selling tickets. Done it.
Fixed it. There
you are. Check. You are welcome. That's why she was getting
upset. It reminds me of old SmackDown previews. When it does, the show was rubbish.
What we talked about, speaking of things that are rubbish, I think LA Knight era is going to say, oh, I think I'll be at Survivor Series, actually. I got some old business to take care of in Boston, Massachusetts. Awful lot of little boys in Boston, Massachusetts. And he's not going to count on the pay-per-view debut of Uncle Howdy. I think Uncle Howdy makes an appearance in some capacity at Survivor Series.
Fifth member of Team Bel Air?
Yeah, that was where I was going next. And oh my god, right? So you know how the slap was like quite, we said this, it was quite uniquely framed on the apron between the ropes.
Yeah.
Right? So Bray is in the second ring.
Oh yeah, and they've now got one ring.
Yeah. So no, LA Knight's in the ring first. Bray's like goes to join him, but LA Knight's trying to keep the hand. Okay, no more slaps, handshake. He's trying to keep it through the ropes, right? But then the lights go like, bleh, 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 bleh. And then Bray's suddenly gone. And in the second ring, there's Uncle Howdy now.
Oh my god.
You've got two rings to play, haven't you? You got one ring.
You got two rings.
So yeah.
Yeah,
Uncle Howdy in the flesh for the first time at Survivor Series. No match, just
yeah, like they need to sell any more, like you say, tickets or anything. It's gonna do big numbers regardless, this show. But yeah. If it is Becky Lynch plus Roman Reigns on pay-per-view, plus more Bray Wyatt stuff,
It's got enough going for it, hasn't it?
And yeah. We're past in Massachusetts, and there's quite of a big female who's been missing for a while.
Big star.
It would be a wicked pisser. before we get to the Usos-Drew-Sheamus match, I assume will probably main event this show. Oh, no, maybe the reveal of Becky Lynch.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. It will decide the War Games advantage. A little something to spring on you here, Michael Hamflett.
It's time to play the game!
Now, the Viking Raiders... Valhalla boy, you know, team thing were not on last week's show, but previously they obviously arrived, Sarah Logan, all that new gimmick, etc., and they targeted, well, they just beat the crap out of everyone, but they did take out Hit Row.
Yeah.
Have you seen the rap that Hit Row have done on the Viking Raiders?
No.
I really hope this doesn't grace tonight's show because I was looking forward to it.
No. So that's their revenge is a rap. They don't need to physically attack them.
I love that. As a headline, their revenge is a rap. not like a good acclaimed one.
No. No, I have not seen this, no.
So I'm going to give you, to get you into it, because you know I'm quite, you know, fresh with my rhymes.
Yes.
I'm going to give you some lines, and then I'm going to give you one final line that was said by, I believe, Top Dollar. Not Nada. And I want you to see if you can guess the last bit. That's the game.
Right. Would say this is like
guest lyric
script, but music
exactly.
This is a couplets game. Like, how good are these WWE writers with the main roster? Because they're absolutely useless on NXT.
B-Fab, Ashanti the Adonis. I love Ashanti the Adonis, by the way.
Yeah, me
He's
too.
Really talented.
Me too.
He says, "You think this is a game like God of War Ragnarok or something?" That's one of the lines he says.
Right.
B-Fab says, "Nasty foot is looking frostbit. Get spun by your antlers. Deer, you've lost it." So pretty tight.
Deer, like the deer, animal deer.
They literally spell it. It's got the lyrics written at the bottom.
Oh. Right, okay. Yep.
But complete the line from Top Dollar.
Okay.
"Me and my guys, these cowards always wear a disguise. Either a mask or war paint made out of blank." Well, blank, technically.
Can I have one more read of it, please?
"Me and my guys, these cowards always wear a disguise. Either a mask or war paint made out of
the remnants of my useless thighs."
Hang on. A little tease for a wrestle culture later.
No, dear, that's wrong.
Oh, I was thinking he was referencing his, like, fabled lucha background.
It's really bad, this.
Okay.
"Me and my guys, these cowards always wear a disguise. Either a mask or war paint made out of cow pies."
Jesus Christ. Like, I was ready for something rubbish.
You got poo on your face. Oh. Don't put this on telly tonight.
You know what, as well? There's like a more elegant use of cow pies in literature, and it's Desperate Dan's favourite food. He's sat eating a big pie and he's got the horns coming out, and the joke is that it's poo, but like in Desperate Dan world, he's just a big pie because he's so massive, he's a whole cow in the crust. That's what I think about.
I was more of a, not to, you know, split the...
Me too.
I'm more of a Beano guy.
Yeah, me too. And I was into both, but in the Battle of Brand Supremacy, I was a Beano guy.
What wars would that be?
The DC Comics Wars.
More of a Dennis the Menace kind of guy. Yeah, like, do you reckon back then we'd have been like, I just seen the Danny sales in the moon.
What's the key demo of the dandy?
Desperate Dan could never, so.
Cocky the Cat. He'll be skinned by Roger the Dodger.
Bash Street Kids would be.
Bash Street Kids, yeah.
Acknowledge Walter the Softy.
Swarth. It's like Enzo's a dandy kid.
So from the Bash Street Kids to the Bloodline. They are in action tonight. Well, two members are at least. Yeah. The Usos, Jimmy and Jay, not Sammy. Mm-hmm. The Usos versus Drew McIntyre and Sheamus for the War Games advantage. We know that the heel team in the women's match have got the War Games advantage. Please, can I have another heel team getting the advantage here? I don't think it's going to happen.
Don't be stupid, Triple H. Do not be stupid. It's hard to imagine Sheamus and Drew losing as they kind of, they're not the co-captains in that old Survivor Series way, but you can tell Drew is, the way he positions himself in these segments is also like, I'm also the boss.
Yeah.
It's Michael Scott and Jim Harbaugh. We're two managers. You know, they're very much the Roy Evans and Gerard Houllier of this War Games team, aren't they, at the moment? Everybody can see that Sheamus is the kind of new boss now, but we've not sacked me up. You know, they're working together, actually. Yeah. Every business functions well with two managers. No, sod it. The Usos are going to win. They're going to pin Drew McIntyre.
Wow.
Commit to the bit. The heels should win because that's how War Games works, you big-nosed idiot. And Drew can take this loss. Sheamus can't. Drew's had his title shot. What about, because he thinks it's over, TikTok, somebody doesn't. And we're looking at the Bloodline, but they've been disposed of by the Brawling Brutes. Proper rules.
Mm-hmm.
So the Brawling Brutes don't come out until the Bloodline do. So when they've tried to run interference, they're ran off. And out like Michael Cole's like, it's finally back to 2-on-2. It's finally like... And then all of a sudden, Drew McIntyre is stopped dead in his tracks by an hourglass, dropped in the corner of the ring, and he doesn't see that Karrion Kross has appeared from, like, and he hits that, like, not-so-hidden blade. Like, he should be called, like, a seeking blade, because you can see it from miles away. Like, he hasn't got enough time to hit him with the wicky-wicky-wack, Kross, Drew McIntyre. But he just decks him with that, and the Usos hit the double splash and get
I hope that's what happens. I am an optimist, you know me, Hamflet, but I'm also a realist, and I get the feeling... spoiler, go and check out our preview for Survivor Series because we had a lot of fun doing that yesterday and it's very educational. spoiler, we booked Jay eating the pin in War Games as a result of Sammy. So, working that backwards and because of Jay costing Sammy in the World Cup last week when he rolled across the ring and Sammy was like, what are you doing? I'm in the middle of a match. Jimmy's going to have to eat the pinfall here.
Bro kick because of them two fighting.
Exactly. Yeah.
I can see it. I just don't want it. I think the heels.
And the only way this gets salvaged is Roman or Sammy, if you want to be having. But he plays a lovable idiot anyway. He's not that stupid.
Yeah.
So maybe Roman saying they're arguing backstage. So let's say this opens the show, for example. And we're going to have Team Bel Air's fifth member being the main event reveal sort of thing. Good hook, to be honest. Arguing backstage. What are you bloody doing? Roman's there. You can have even filmed this last week if necessary. If Roman's not going to be there, he should be. Go home show, for Christ's sake. Roman goes, enough of all this. You know, I'm the tribal chief and this is War Games. We're a family. These are just five lads who barely know each other, basically. It's not me. It's not very oozy, all this. But Sammy, you know, I know you're a part of the Bloodline. I know you're oozy. I know you're basically an Uso. So much so that you're going to start the match for us. Because, like, Sami Zayn's the only one who could maybe pull off in the right way the numbers disadvantage constantly. And I do like the idea of, right, it's, let's start off with Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn, because they have quite good matches, I seem to remember, together. And then whoever, Butch, comes in, right? And 3, 2, 1, right, time for the first member of the Bloodline to get involved. And Jimmy goes to go out, Roman stops him. Solo goes to go out, Roman stops him. And he goes, you go and help your brother, Jay. Yeah. Like, that's the only way it works for me. But I think it's Drew and Sheamus getting the win tonight and probably at the weekend.
What about if you want to have your gold cake and eat it too, you have the babyfaces, if it is the opener on SmackDown, the babyfaces win this tag match. And it's like, wow, that's a huge advantage. And Roman is in livid. I don't know if he's on the show tonight, but he rings Sammy, and like the Bloodline are aware that he is absolutely livid, and the order is do something about this and do something about it tonight.
Yeah.
And it's not just interference in the Butch match, they take him out. And the idea is like they pilmanize his ankles, like take him all the way out. And the idea is it's effectively a 4-on-4. Butch can still work the show, but he's coming up, turning up looking like Ricky Starks or something. Like he's he's as good as done. And he's pretty much going to have to crawl to Boston to get in the match because they've effectively made it a 4-on-4. And that's the way that just don't do it. Like here's me, like, and both of us doing like booking backflips.
Yeah.
Just do the same thing that's happened in every fucking war game since the dawn of fucking time. Like it's okay. Nobody's going to be like, wait a minute, in the other war games match the heels are better. Is something not on the up and up? Nobody was like, were the heels just using two-headed coins for 20 years? People just went, okay.
Yeah, makes sense. Makes complete sense, and it just tells the story well. Yeah, good. It's really easy sometimes, but anyway. One final question for you, Michael Hamflett. As I mentioned, me and Hamflett are going to be doing the live stream. We're going to have, it's been ages. Hell in a Cell was our last one, yeah, I think.
Cannot wait.
I'm really excited about this, not just because of the show, but because it's you and I. Do join us for that on Saturday night, Sunday morning, UK time. 7 p.m. Eastern, I believe we're starting. Yep. As a result of that, though, of course, being British viewers and this not being a Saudi show, weird to be like, oh God, I miss those Saudi shows. It buggers up our entire sleep pattern.
Yep.
So generally what I do, as a man with no children and responsibilities, is attempt to train my body. It never works, but attempt to train my body by staying awake the night before, sort of napping in the day on Saturday, and then, boom, hopefully we'll be all right by the time Saturday night or Sunday morning 1 a.m. rolls around. Mm-hmm. So you've got to stay awake on Friday night. Bit of Wheel of Fortune in this show. It looks amazing.
Yeah, I might have to load up the cereal, I think.
Yeah!
I know what you're saying. Like, in your example, perfect plan. In my example, SmackDown finishes at 3 o'clock, and then I get about 2.5 hours before that's the last sleep I get for about 24.
Well, good luck, bro. Let us know your thoughts ahead of SmackDown tonight on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Actually, you can follow both of us. You can follow Michael Hamflett at
Michael Hamflett.
Follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. As I said, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. Me and Sig will be back later on today to preview Rampage. Me, Hamflett, and Murray are going to be here with Wrestle Culture Complete with hashtag Blue Good Quiz later on today. You can still go and check out, as I said, our Survivor Series War Games extended preview from yesterday. And then me and Hamflett will be back in this studio at about 5 a.m. on Sunday morning reviewing this show. So make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, and our review will drop into your feed as soon as it is done. But for now, this has been the SmackDown preview. My thanks to Michael Hamblett. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.